You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
You're listening to BFM Breakfast with Callum and Annabelle. And we have the wonderful Louisa Nicklin on the line. Morena, how are you?
Good morning. How are you doing? I'm good.
Despite getting up really, really early. And I've also got this TMI, but I've got this horrendous pimple right in the middle of my, right between my eyebrows. It's bane of my existence, but I'm actually in quite a good mood.
Despite the pimple.
Despite it all, you know, I'm battling through. So, you've got a show at Wine Cellar this weekend. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. Yeah, tomorrow night. I'm quite looking forward to it.
Yeah, so now I understand you're going to be playing like mostly new unreleased songs?
Yeah, pretty much a whole set of new songs.
Outrageous.
A couple of oldies, but yeah, it's going to be great, I reckon. It'll be real fun. Kind of nervous to, you know, it's quite scary playing new songs.
Fair enough. Yeah, Callum knows all about it. You're doing the same thing, basically.
I'm terrified. Yes.
Yeah, you're doing the same thing next door. That's great.
It's great. Yeah, I would be there if not. But
yeah, but it's good. We've staggered the set times.
Oh yes, that is.
So you can do both. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like a little miniature festival.
Mini fest. I love it.
Yeah.
What have you and the band been up to recently?
Well, I've been working on these new songs, doing lots of demos, and basically just working towards recording another album, but not recording it just yet, but hopefully releasing something next year. It's been really fun.
So how do you sort of write songs as a band, or do you take a wee tune to them and see what happens?
Yeah, usually I sort of have the like bones of a song, whether that's lyrics or whatever, but yeah, have kind of like the main outline of a song, and then we work on it together. So it'll be me and Mason and Eamon. And it's a bit different this time, whereas like maybe for the first album, I did a lot of stuff where I've come with like a way more like fully formed song.
Yeah.
And they'd still write their parts and stuff. But this time it's like a little bit more collaborative, as I don't have like the fully formed song as much, which I think has actually been really good. It's been like, yeah, means more creative input, more brains, you know? More brains in the room is good.
And you could end up with something like, yeah, pretty different. Do you have an idea? Like, I don't know, is it going to be a very different sound from your first album?
I think it might be a bit different. Yeah. Like, I think the first one was quite stripped back as well in terms of other elements beyond like the three-piece.
Yeah.
Which was intentional and I think had its own character, but I'm keen to, I don't know, branch out a bit with this one and get more like some cool textures going and and I think I've always been like, I never really use guitar pedals because I kind of like just having like simple and, but tomorrow night I'm actually going to use some pedals, which is pretty crazy.
Oh, how many? And
how many? Only a few.
Yeah, how many? Like,
I don't know, just like three.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But no, I don't know. I used to love using pedals, but then I kind of went off it, and then now it's sort of coming back, which is like a whatever thing, but it, I don't know, it changes the sound a bit and makes the music a bit different. So, yeah.
It's fun as well. Yeah, like, it, and I mean, I love watching a live band where someone's got all these pedals in it. It's quite impressive, the multitasking.
Yeah, that's fun. And I've got Jasmine Barmer from Being playing with us as well on Friday.
Oh, great. And, in the band?
Yeah, in the band.
Oh, man.
So she came around last night and we were playing around with all our pedals trying to figure out what we're going to do. And it was great. It was good fun.
That's so cool. So is she playing, was she playing guitar?
Yeah, she's going to play some guitar. She's going to play some keys. She's going to do some singing. It'll be great.
Lovely.
Yeah. No, it's fun. There might be a song where we're both having a bit of like a pedal shred. I don't know. I guess you have to come and find out. But
absolutely. And you've got Soft Bait opening for you as well. That'll be a treat.
Yeah. Dreamy. They're great. Awesome people and awesome music. And yeah.
Bloody good. I can't. Yeah, I'd love to hear them play their hit single Big.
Yeah, it's so great. It's such a great song.
I love it so much. And I love to wear big pants and then sing that song. Because the lyrics of the song, big pants. All right, thanks heaps, Louisa. Do you have anything else to say, Callum?
Oh, I mean, I was just going to ask. I sort of let Annabelle lead the interview because I get quite, I just got more experience. But I did have a question. So you had your, it's been probably about, when was the album, your last album released? It's probably been just over a year.
Yeah, it would be. I think we were touring at this time last year, so
yeah. How's it been like sort of living with the album for the past
living post album?
Yeah,
life after album.
Yeah, I just because it was a fucking amazing record. I just wondered.
Cheers. Yeah, life post album is cool. it's pretty much the same. It's been good. I'm really happy with that record. Sometimes I get a bit embarrassed that my face is on the cover. When I take it to flying out or whatever to restock, I always hold it upside down, like give it to them face down.
Oh yeah.
But other than that, post album life is pretty much the same.
That's good to know. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you heaps, Louisa. Really appreciate you.
Cheers.
Cornan, saying hi.
Yeah, thanks for chatting to me.
Anytime. I'll see you this Friday. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, how about? See you tomorrow.
Cool. Catch ya.
Bye bye.
Louisa Nicklin and Softbait are playing at the Wine Cellar tomorrow night. You can get your tickets from undertheradar.co.nz. This is There'll Be Times by Louisa Nicklin.
Your life, it is good. My life, it is good too. But there will be times where some of us might find that we don't want to live. We don't.
That's Louisa Nicklin. There will be times. You can catch Louisa tomorrow night at the Wine Cellar. Tickets from Under the Radar. Support from Softbait. It's going to be a killer show.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.